You mentioned several hundred superintendent searches by TASB, so this is not going to be the first district that y'all are doing a search where the circumstances are not totally positive. And I'm not going to ask about what you know about all of that. What I am curious about is how much information will you gather as potential candidates ask, so what's happening in Bryan ISD?
Well, candidates will call us and things like that, but most of the time they've already done their homework, whether they want to apply for Bryan, and we let that pretty much be up to them. Right now, we don't have any preconceived ideas of what has happened or what will happen. What we're doing on is what when we have our profile sessions out in the community, we're going to be listening to the community, the staff, and as well as the school board on what they're looking for. So that gives us a picture of what is going on in the district at that point.
And again, we're just getting off the ground as to the community, to patrons in Bryan ISD. What can be said based on TASB's experience in these type of superintendent searches? Will this prevent the highly most qualified candidates from at least indicating some interest in the position?
I think you're going to get a very qualified candidate for this position. And the good thing about TASB is that we keep going until the board is satisfied with who they've selected. And again, with us, we're going to have some background information on the applicants, and that can help with the board and help guide them through this whole process. But I am extremely confident because of the traditions of Bryan and what's happened here, over the past, many, many, many years, and the great successes that this district has had. I see no problem of getting a qualified candidate in here.